Okay, good morning. Today is Daf Yud of Masechtas Nazir. We'll start from the Mishnah on the second line. It's a very unusual Daf, very difficult. We'll try our best. It's all one Mishnah. The whole Daf today is going to explain one Mishnah. The best way to do it is here we go. Omar, a man says, yesterday, just there was a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If someone says, I'm going to become a Nazir from dates or figs, so Beis Shammai said, you're a Nazir, and Beis Hillel said, you're not a Nazir. And we explained, very simply, Beis Shammai said, you're a Nazir because your statement, Hareini Nazir, means you're a Nazir. And then when you say, Minha Grogros, that's meaningless. That's really trying to undo the Neder. You can't undo it, so you're a Nazir. According to Beis Hillel, you undid it, Toch Kedidibur, and it's fine. Right? Beis Shammai said, you can't. There's no she'elah by kudshim. So once you make yourself into a nazir, you can't undo it. And Beis Hillel said you can. Now, this mishnah really is a continuation of that mishnah, as we'll see. Amar, if somebody says, Amra parazu, this cow said, Hareini nazira, I'll be a nazir, im omedes ani, if I stand up. Okay? A guy says, the cow said, I'll be a Nazir if I stand up. What does that mean? Right? Or, Omer hadeles hazeh, or the door said, Hareini nazira im niftach ani, I'll be a Nazir if I wake up, if I open up. In other words, as the Gemara is going to say, the cow's lying on the floor, and a man walks by, and he sees the cow lying on the floor, and the cow said, I'll be a Nazir if I get up. And somehow the man becomes a Nazir. Or a guy's walking by, and then people are trying to open the door, stuck. And the door said, I'll be a Nazir if the door opens. And somehow the man also becomes a Nazir. Okay, let's just finish the Mishnah, and then we'll explain it. Beishamay Omrim Nazir. Beishamay says, you're a Nazir. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Eino Nazir. Beis Hillel says you're not a Nazir. Amr Yehuda. The Yehuda says no. Just like yesterday. Af Kisha Amru Beis Shammai Lo Omrim Elav Omr Harei Parazu Alai Karbon Il Medesi. No. Beis Shammai says this mission has nothing to do with Masechtas Nazir. It's a statement about Neder. Just a Karbon. Beis Shammai says when the man said that this Para The whole case is talking about where the man said the cow will become a korban, and if it stands up, because it's lying down, it has nothing to do with nazir, which is exactly what we said yesterday. The Rabbi Huda said also that the machlokes was about neder, not nazir. Now, what's going on here with this Mishnah? It's a very difficult Mishnah. The Tosfos gives three pshatim, and he doesn't like all three. All three, there's a kasha on them. The article chooses to follow the second approach, which we'll say in a minute. That had a kasha. Tos had a kasha, and they didn't answer it. The article said that the Rush preferred that approach. I don't know, because the Rush had the same kasha, and the Rush gives an answer for the third approach, has an out. So the third approach, as we'll see in a minute, is the hardest to understand, because that's the one where the cow really talks. It's the hardest to understand, even though there's no kasha on it, how do cows talk. The first shot is as follows. Erevin Dafchav said what?
A picture
of the cow talking, exactly, right. Right, someone asked the Chazanish, Klot Kash, he told him to look up over there. So here's the Tosfos, he gives three answers. Number one, the cow's lying down. And a man walks by and he sees the cow lying down. And the cow is trying to get up, but he's having a difficult time getting up. It's obviously he's having a difficult time getting up. And the man says, the cow said. Right, the cow said, meaning the cow thinks to itself, I can't get up, I'm stuck. The cow didn't talk. The cow, it's as if, right, and Tosfos says, we talk about, there's a pasuk in Yonah, the ship thought to itself that it was going to break, right, because the storm was so great by Yonah. The ship didn't think that, but we place thoughts and emotions into things that don't have it. We do that all the time. That's what's going on over here. The cow said, the cow didn't say anything. The man walked by, saw the cow on the floor, and it looked as if the cow was struggling to get up. So Mistama, the cow's thinking to itself, I wish I could get up. If I get up, I'll become a Nazir. I'm trying so hard to get up. So if I do that, I'll become a nazir. Therefore, the man makes a neder. The man makes a neder and says, I'll be a nazir if the cow gets up. That's what's going on. Right? And he really says, Tosa says, I'll become a nazir from the basar of the cow. That's what he really says. Hareini omar omra para, as if the cow saying, zu, this cow, hareini nazira, I'll become a nazir from the cow, from the meat of the cow, imomedes, if it stands up. And then the machlokas sebeshamai says, same thing as yesterday. You make a nazir on things that you can't make a nazir on, like dates or figs or food or meat. So Beshara said it's good, because the first two words are Harini Nazir. The last two words are, we don't care what they are. And Basil said, no, that's what the Machlokas is. The problem with that approach, says Tosos, is the word, what's the word Ani? The word Ani doesn't fit in. It should say, Omar Parwa. It's as if the cow said, Zu, this cow, Harini Nazir, Imomedes. I'll be a Nazir. I'm going to say, I'll be a Nazir because the cow's going to get up. What's Ani? It says Ani. Because of that kasha, Tosfos rejects it.
Even without that, I mean, I'm transferring the thoughts of the cow.
No, we're not transferring the thoughts of the cow. A guy's walking by and sees a cow. Oh, that looks like that cow's having a rough time getting up. I bet the cow's thinking to himself, if I get up, I want to get up so bad that I'll make a neder that I'm going to get up. That I'll become a nazir if I get up. That's how badly I want to go. It's all in the man's head. And the man says, I'll become a nazir. I'll do it. I'll be a nazir. So what's the word ani? The word ani doesn't fit. What? We're going to get to that in a minute. These are Tosfos' pshatim on the Mishnah. They're going to fit into the Gemara as well. I figured I'll do it now because it'll give a little bit of a time to the Gemara. Even though the Gemara is going to change it slightly, it's very hard to fit all these two pshatim into the Gemara. Very hard. But
how come nobody says that maybe we're missing a couple words?
We're going to get to that in a minute. The second shot of Tosfos and someone by the name of Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, who said as follows. This is what it means. The man says, it's as if the cow said, I'll be a nazir if I get up. It's as if the cow said that. And the man said, Ani, yeah, I'll do it. Ani, right, Ani is a lashon of a yad. Ani, he sees the cow sitting over there, and he says, the man says, right, it's as if the cow says to himself, I'll be another if I get up. And the man says, Ani, I'll be another if the cow gets up. Right? The problem with that one is, this is the kasha that the Rosh and Tosos both ask and don't answer, what do you need the cow for? What do you need the cow for? Guy walking by and says, I'll be another. What do you need the cow for? What? No, but the cow didn't say anything. The cow didn't do anything. So you don't need. What do you mean? Omar. What do you need the cow? The cow. You said the cow said. The cow didn't say. It's all you. It's all in your head. So you should say it. Guy saw a cow walking by. The whole lashon so strange. If that's all it is, you don't need the cow. Tosa says that straight out. He says it's here. It's on the middle where the lines get middle, about the second line. V'ksas l'tamua, right? Al hashita zu. The e irisha adam omer b'pirish harini nazim mibsara im hi omedes im kain have kulu inyana de omer par b'chdi de ein dibur mal klum. Doesn't help at all. I don't care what the cow. What do you need the cow for? Guy made an edge. I'll be a nazir. If the cow gets up, you don't need the cow. So this is the approach that the art school says is they're going to use, and they use it. It's fine. There's a kasha on it that doesn't have an answer. The third pshat is, although there's no kasha on it, it's the most difficult to understand because basically the cow actually talks, and the cow says. And repeat, the cow says, I'll be a nazir if I get up, because I'm having a hard time getting up, so I really want to get up. And the man repeats the whole story. My guy comes into shul, says, you have to see what just happened. I was walking by, and I saw a cow, and the cow was having a hard time getting up, and the cow told me that I'll become a Nazir if I get up, said the cow. And by the virtue of the fact that the man's repeating over this story, that's a Kabbalah's Nazirus. So why would anybody repeat over that story? Right, to get some laughs, Bashal Shudas. Why would somebody repeat that story? So by virtue of that he's repeating over that story, he's Makabal Nazirus. That's the third shot of Tosos. Tosos asks on that himself. Tosos asks, the Gemara is going to say in a minute, and then Beshamai says it's good, and Beitzil says it's no good. So the Gemara is going to ask, what's the difference? What's the Chiddush in that? We learned that yesterday. What's the Chiddush in that? That's an unbelievable Chiddush. You didn't even say Irene Nazir. All you said was, he told over some story about what someone else said. So imagine, and the Yerushalmi has this case, imagine if a Goy said, it's no different really, a Goy said, I'm going to become, the Goy didn't have Naziris by Goyim, so a Goy said, I'm going to become a Nazir. And you repeat over that story by Shal Shudas. So according to that, you might become a Nazir, according to this. Because you repeated over a story that doesn't make any sense, because a Goy cannot become a Nazir.
This
boy
could say Harry.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So you have to suspend that problem. But putting aside that problem, in Svara, what's the difference? A guy can't become a Nazir. So by you repeating over that story, that's a tremendous chiddush.
No, but that might be the difference, because guy can talk and right. and you can say the story, whatever the story.
Physically,
here you know that it never happened. By the fact that the person is saying that story, he's right. implying something.
Okay, so you have to say...
Cows don't fuck, you know that
right.
cows don't talk.
So you have to say...
So if he comes and by Shalashud says such a cockamamie story,
right.
it means that he's trying to say something regarding himself.
Right, right. Even though he never said the words, Haredi Nazir.
If he says something about a goy, that's different, because goy... You know,
fine, but a goy can't become a Nazir either. So by saying over, you know, I was walking by, this goy called me over and told me the goy wants to become a Nazir... By saying over that story, how do you become a Nazir? That's the chiddush, you become a Nazir, according to Beis Shammai. Same thing as the cow. So you have to say, if you're having a hard time making this mental leap, you have to say that the whole thing is an imagination. It's a dream. So you have to say, this is very difficult. And the Gemara is going to just like assume that this is okay. And the Gemara is never going to question it. The Gemara is going to ask right now. First line of the Gemara, par mikam ishtoi, what, cows could talk? Cows, the first line of the Gemara, par mikam ishtoi, cows could talk? That's what Tosafot says. And the Rosh says it also. So the question is, we're going to see in a minute that the Gemara is going to ask, what kind of chiddush is that? It's the same thing as yesterday. How would the Gemara, what do you mean what kind of chiddush is that? It's an unbelievable chiddush. You could become a Nazir because you repeat over a story of someone who can't become a Nazir? That's a huge chiddush. Right? How does that work? Right? So the Mefarshim says, a din of a yad. How could that work? You become a Nazir. That's fascinating. Right? That's a big chiddush. So the Rosh answers, no, the Gemara is asking according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, if yesterday didn't work, when you say Harani Nazir men advelos or be Nazir from Te'anim, that doesn't work. So for sure, this is not going to work. So it's obvious. Hey, you don't even say Lashon of Naziris. When you say Lashon of Naziris, Beis Hillel says it's not even no good because you said Lashon of I'll be a Nazir from date. No such thing. Even when you said that, it's no good. So of course, if you're repeating over some silly story, it's not going to be good. That was the Gemara's question. Says the Rosh, which implies that the Rosh would prefer maybe this answer. Because there's no kashas on it, even though it's the most difficult in reality to understand how this could happen. And the what?
Why does Beis Hillel need to be a chiddush? The chiddush is Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel doesn't argue.
What? No. So the Gemara asks, why is this mishnah here? It's the same thing as yesterday.
Not according to
Beis Hillel. So the Gemara gives the Gemara's going to answer. We have a time where we repeat things two and three times. And it's a tzrichasa. I thought only would have had the case of the cow. I wouldn't know the case of the figs. The Gemara's going to go through all that. What's the Gemara's asking? What do you mean? What's the chiddush? The huge chiddush. It's a huge chiddush. You say some wild story, you become another myth, repeating over a story. How could that be? So the Rosh answers, no, according to Beis Hillel, it's not a chiddush. According to Beis Hillel, it's so obvious. If yesterday didn't work, how's this working? Of course not. So by the Rosh going down that road, he's implying that that's the best pshat. The other two, according to the first pshat, the word ani is extra. And according to the second pshat, you don't need the cow. Right? Okay. Just to read you what the Rambam says about this Mishnah. The Rambam says as follows. Haisaparu revuto lefanov. The cow is lying down on the floor. Unimnamna milamod. And it's not getting up. It's not getting up. V'chein deles sagor. The door's stuck. The door's closed. V'niskashet bipsichaso. He can't open it. It's stuck. Va'amar ha'adam hazeh ha'rodes b'psichas hazelos hazu oh ha'medes parazu. The guy who can't open the door, or the guy who's looking at this cow lying on the floor, says, the man says, ani, ani. What does that mean? Al derech ha'melitza. It's like a melitza. Like a melitza really means like a joke, like a joke. Kederech she'omrim b'nei adam b'zmaneinu zeh. Like people say today nowadays, al harbi min hadomimim, on things that are inanimate, im niskashelo eze peula behem. If you're having a hard time, right? You're having a hard time drilling that hole in the wall. You talk to the wall, right? And you speak to it, and you have a relationship with it. We do that all the time. Nishba davar zeh shelo yaseh. You swear to the thing that you're having a hard time with, whether it's a cow or a pet or a door, right? V'kach belief suffik haya gam bizmanehem, that the Rambam says, right? Some things in life don't change. They never change. And the door is stuck, whether you're a Tana or an Amora or the Rambam or today, the door is stuck, you talk to the door. Elu she'imuzam miruba bein b'nei adam. That's an old story, says the Rambam. People are always like that. I think people...
The doors don't usually talk back.
Right. And the Meiri says something very similar. He says, Ka'adam sha'omer derech ha'avara al ha'even, like you'll pass by, you'll say to the stone, Nishbahu shlo yafriach ba'avir, right, I'm going to swear you're not going to fly, can't fly, that can't happen. And that's how people are. That's how people just talk that way. That's how these Rishonim approach it. Okay, with all that background, we can start to get into the Gemara.
But you can say that maybe it's, if the person hears that cow said it or the dog said it, means that he has projection. He's projecting his own feelings
right.
on that object.
Right.
It means that he wants to be...
Right. It's exactly what we're saying. The only problem is, if it's a guy, that makes sense. Because guy can talk.
Exactly.
If it's a cow, it's a very hard time understanding that.
No, but exactly. If the person is able to project such strong feelings on something that can never happen. That's not
right.
Because goy cannot become a nozir because he's a goy, but
right.
Because cow cannot talk because it's a cow, or a door cannot talk because it's a door.
Right.
And if he really sees that object pronouncing it,
right.
It means that he's projecting his own.
Right. So listen to
and he wants to become a nozir.
Right. Instead, listen to the first line of the Gemara. The first line of the Gemara says, "Paro miko mishtoi, paro miko mishtoi." Can cows talk?
No.
That's a Gemara's question. The Yavitz asks. And what if cows can talk? The Mishnah still doesn't make any sense. Because the problems of the Mishnah have nothing to do with the cow talking. According to the third Pshat of Tosfos, it's not a kasha. The Yavetz is kasha. According to the first two, the fact that the cow can talk has nothing to do with the Mishnah. It's a side point. Because the first two...
It's more analogous to the case of the goy.
What? That's what I have to say, right?
The point is, the more far-fetched it is, the more you could say that he's really expressing his own thoughts. He's
right.
Using this...
Right, so if he's expressing his own thought, you have two problems. First of all, Ani, what's Ani doing there? Ani's extra. And second of all, you don't need the cow. You don't need the cow. So those questions have nothing to do with the cow talking. So the Gemara's question is difficult. Par or Mikom, Par is talking? So now, Rami Bar Chaim is going to give an answer, which is also hard, and then Tosfos has three explanations that fit into this answer. That's what's going on. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hachav Ma'eskinan. Here's what's going on. Kigon, for example, Shayipar Revuta Lefanov. The cow's lying on the floor. V'Amar, and you say, Kisvura Parazu Eineni Eina Omedes. I think. Now, what does that mean? I think. Are you projecting the cow? Is it your own thoughts? I think the cow can't get up. Hareini Nazir Mibsara. I'll become a Nazir from the meat of the cow. Im Amdami Eileha. If it gets up by itself, right? If it gets up by itself, because if it gets up with my help, or if it gets up by itself, nobody will make a t'nai. The Rishonim, Rush says this. You don't make a t'nai on something that's definitely going to happen. I'll become a Nazir if tomorrow is Monday. It's not a t'nai. It's going to happen tomorrow. I'll become a Nazir if that cow gets up. The cow's going to get up. It's not going to stay there forever. So what you say is the cow is going to get up by itself. The cow can do it. It can do it. The cow's strong enough to do it. And that's what you say. And then, v'amdu me'aleha, and you know what? It gets up by itself. No, it could mean someone else helping, not you. It could be someone else helping it, but not you. That's what it means to say. I'm not going to be involved, but I'll be another if it gets up by itself, meaning either itself or someone else. The Holchu Beishar Lishita San, Ubetzil Lishita San. And they each go according to their own Shita, like yesterday. Why? What'd you say? You said, I'm going to become a Nazir from the meat of the cow. Now, that's not, there's no such thing. The Nazir doesn't have, does not utter meat. So what do you mean? So according to Beishama, you said you're a Nazir. Ah, you added on two words about meat? Irrelevant. You can't undo that. According to Beis Hillel, you're not a Nazir. Why? Because by saying from the meat, you obviously meant to undo what you said about the Nazir. So the same thing as yesterday. So the Gemara says, Beshami, we said yesterday that you can become a Nazir from Devela, Hachanami, here too. Ki Amar Mibsara, Havi Nazir. Beis Hillel says, Lo Havi Nazir. Not going to be a Nazir. So the Gemara asked, V'amru Beshabe Chadazimna. We had this yesterday. Right? So if you hold the third shot of Tosfos, this kasha is very difficult. Right? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Tarti Tlas. Sometimes you have a thing you read two or three times. Same thing, you're right. Two or three times. The chain tani rabchia tarti tlas, we have saying two or three times, same case. The chain amar oshia tarti tlas. We're going to make the same thing two or three times. Why? Tzricha, you need all three. To eat my baha, grogros, udvela, if you only would have had the case of figs and dates. Hasam hu da amri beishame havi nazir. That's only the time when Beishame said you become a nazir. Why? Mishom de mechal pan ba'anovim. Because people could confuse dates with grapes. Why? Either they're both fruit, or the Mefarish says they both have a little, so one of them says, maybe they both have a little bit of intoxicating effect to them, even figs, if you eat them a lot. So it's possible for someone to make that mistake. You can mix up fruit, different kinds of fruits. You meant to say grapes, but what came out of your mouth was figs. So that, Beis Shammai would say, you become a Nazir. Aval, Basar Ba'anavim Lo Michlaf. Who would mix up grapes and meat? Who would do that? Just on this point, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, wait a minute. We have a Gemara that says, if somebody wants to say that that's Meiser, and by accident, out of his mouth comes the word Truma, we say it's nothing. Why? Because your Lev and your Piv are not shoven. You meant to say Meiser, but by accident you said Truma. So what do we say? It's nothing. So I come over here with something. You meant to say grapes. What came out of your mouth? Meat. So if meat came out of your mouth, it's nothing. But if figs came out of your mouth, it's going to be good. We're going to say in a minute that the meat's also going to be good because meat and wine always go together. Because that's right, basar v'yayin. They go hand in hand. So even though you meant to say yayin, you really said basar, you're still going to become an azar according to Beis Shammai. You piv and you lev are not shavin.
That's the case.
What? That's what we're saying. How else did it happen? You meant to say, that's what we're explaining.
You purposely
said. No, you didn't purposely. You meant to say, you meant to say one and you said the other. That's how they explain it. So if you ask, it's not the same. So the answer is no. When you want to say the word meiser, you say the word true by mistake. So you said nothing. You're totally out of the ballpark. But here, you said already nazir. You said already nazir. You already want to be a nazir. Now, the only thing that you made a mistake on was the details. That is not enough to say it's nothing. So therefore it's something. Fine. V'it mar basar, and if it would have talked, and if it would have been meat, and if you said meat, I would have said, Hachu da'ami beishame have a nazir. That only there beishame says you're a nazir. Why? Bebisra v'chamra. Because wine and meat always go hand in hand. That's not such a far-fetched thing to mix them up. Aval, grogwis and devela lo. But grogwis and devela, they don't really have anything to do with wine. They're both fruit. Maybe not. Kamash malon, even there. V'idmar hani tarti, and if I only would have these two cases of meat and figs and dates, hani hu da'amri beishamai. That's where beishamai said, if you say, I want to become a nazir from a meat, it'll work. Aval delet, but a door, I want to become a nazir from a door, you have to fit in the pshat into the case of the door. If you say that, a mamodul hul beis hillel, maybe beishamai would agree. If someone said that's so far-fetched. That has nothing to do with Naziris. We can't get that to wine, meat, or toma at all. How could that make you a Nazir? About that, he agrees with Beis Hillel. Kamash, well, even there, he doesn't agree with Beis Hillel. V'itana delis. And I'm sorry, one second. V'itana delis. B'haka army Beis Hillel. Maybe by delis, only there Beis Hillel said his pshat. Avo b'hach tarti eid b'modulul Beis Shammai. But by the other two, maybe he would agree with Beis Shammai because there is some connection to meat and wine, so maybe he would agree. Kamashmal, he doesn't agree. Okay. Alex, now we're going to get to your question. Rava is going to ask now a question, which is so difficult. Amar Rava. Rava says as follows. So according to Rana Bar Chama, the whole Mishnah means you made a neder on a tnai that the cow is going to get up me'eleha. Right? Amar Rava. Mikatani im amda me'eleha. Doesn't say the word me'eleha in the Mishnah. Not in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Bar Chama, your pshat can't be right. You can't be right. It doesn't say the word me'eleha in the Mishnah. That's Rava's kasha. That kasha is so difficult. Because don't we all the time stick in words and stick in meaning? Tosfos asked, what about chesuri mechzera? Tosfos asked that question. So Tosfos says, the only time you say chesuri mechzera, very difficult answer. Tosfos says, the im tomar. Umay kashile mikatoni me'eleha. Vaha kama mishnayis mashnina and chesuri mechzera vahachi katoni. Don't we have a lot of mishnayis that we stick in words? Says Tosfos. Tosfos answers, v'yesh lomar. Dahani mili hecha, listen to this answer. Dahani mili hecha demucha hachisaron. That's only where what's missing is obvious. It's obvious. Oz, then, yesh koach lahosif al lashon ha-mishnah. Then we have the power to add on sticking words in the Mishnah. Avalafi, avalapirosh, d'rori bar chama, lo muchach klum, the Mishnah chasim me'eleha. It's not muchach at all that the Mishnah has the word, missing the word me'eleha. Why? Kivan de'ena tola machlokas ha-tanayim klal ba'midas ha-para. Who said this machlokas is about whether or not the cow is standing up? By saying me'eleha, you're hinging the whole machlokas on that one issue. Ela kol machlokas benodim en habasar ichayelav nizachol mili yilo. What's the machlokas really about? The machlokas is really about, if you say the word basar, and I'm going to become a nazir from basar, does that work? That's really what it's about. And then we ask, but the same thing as yesterday? No, it's different. I need it anyway. I wouldn't have known. It's not really about if the cow stands up or not. The cow standing up is just the underlying facts to get to this machlokas. I'm not going to make a chesur mechzer out of that. Lakach parech mikatoni me'eleha. The ain lo lahosif alashan ha-mishnah kiven de lo muchach miplunta de tanoi de chasar klum. From the machlokas itself, no words are missing. In other words, the interpretation of the machlokas doesn't have to make a difference with the cow, what the cow got off by itself. It's all about, can you make a neder from basar?
What about the door?
What? That's about the door. It's a good question. Right, and it was lost. It was lost in transmission, and it really, chesuri mechzera really means the words are really there. They're in code there because otherwise the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. So it's all really there. Maybe they to them it was obvious when Rav Nosi codified the Mishnah. He didn't have to put that in. It was so obvious. Otherwise the Mishnah doesn't make it have to be there. Okay, so the Gemara will say, yeah, you're right, and then we'll flush it out. Yeah.
I'm gonna say, yesterday we said we say nazir from pigs.
Right.
He meant to say pigs.
Right.
But we said what he meant by that. But he was saying that he said meat, but he really meant grapes.
Right.
So we're totally changing the way we understand the machlokas in Mishnah and Yisrael.
Yeah, I hear you.
Why
are we doing that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I told you this is a hard daf. So I mean, Rava's question is so difficult. Rava's question is so difficult because it wouldn't have bothered anybody if we read that one word into the Mishnah. Forget the chesuri mechzera. Just to read it into the Mishnah. We do that all the time. But apparently, that's Rava's going to have a whole different shot now. Whole different shot. Much easier. Ella, where are we? Ella, Amar Rava. Rava's going to give us a shot. We're going to refine it until we get to the bottom line. Ella, Amar Rava. Keep going. No, here's the case. Shaisa para revutza lafanov. The para was lying on the floor. Va'amar, and you said, Hare olai carbon. I feel so bad for this cow that if this cow gets up, doesn't make a difference. If the cow gets up, I'm going to bring it as a carbon. And the Rush explains, whether or not you said you're going to be a nazir, let's assume you did, a cow is not one of the carbonos you bring when you finish with your naziris, But the Rosh says they used to bring extra korbanos as a shevach to Hashem, and they could bring a cow, extra korbanos. That's what he meant to say. So the Gemara says, El Adeles bas carbon he. Is a delis a carbon? You can't do that. So the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. That can't be pshat because a delis cannot be a carbon. All of a sudden, the Gemara asks about delis. The whole Amid didn't say a word about it. All of a sudden, the Gemara asks about delis. And the Gemara answers, you're right. Elo Amar Rava, no. Kigon shahaisa paro ruhuto lefanov. Here's the case. The paro was lying on the floor. But Amar, and you said, Hareini nazir miyayin, I will become a nazir from wine, imlo amda. I'll become a nazir from wine, imlo amda. Right? I'll become a nazir from wine if it doesn't get up. Now you're going to become a nazir. If the cow doesn't get up. The amda me'eleha. And it gets up by itself. Yeah?
So, Rav was disturbed by Rav Hanna's
right.
He's getting bored of
it. Exactly. Tosfos asked that question. And Tosfos says that according to Rav, everything that's being added is necessary. Because otherwise...
Well, maybe on a different...
A different gear, so no one says that. No one suggests that. A different gear, so therefore we have different words. No, no one says that. So the Rav says as follows. Hareini nazir miyayin, I'll become a nazir from wine, im lo amda, if the cow doesn't get up. And you know what? The amda me'eleha, and it got up by itself. So what is the machlokas? What's the machlokas between Beshamai and Betilo? So the Gemara says, Beshamai savri turfe, Beshamai holds, turfe means the main point, or the toref of a get, is the main part of the get. So Beshamai says, the main point, when this guy makes a statement, I'll become another from wine if that doesn't get up. What did he mean to say? The high gavra mishum ukme biyade hu. He was so sure that he's so strong and such a powerful guy, he is undertaking to get that cow up. So he says, I will become a nazir if I can't get that cow up. Everybody's trying the whole day, I'll do it. And if I don't do it, I'll become a nazir. You know what happened? Vaha lo ukma. He didn't get it up. Either it got up by itself, or someone else got it up. But it wasn't him. Right? Ubetilo savri. Now that's not what the guy meant. The guy just meant very simply. Mishum derivia. It's lying down. And what did he say? I'll be another if it gets up. I'm sorry. He said, I'll be another if it doesn't get up. Viha, right? The top line of the page. The Amar Hareini Nazir Miyayin Im Lo Amda. So according to Beis Shammai, he meant to say, I'll do it myself. And if I don't do it, I'll be a nazir. And then he didn't do it. So he's a nazir. According to Beis Hillel, he said, I'll be a nazir if it doesn't get up. You know what? For a comment, it got up. It got up. So therefore he's not a nazir. That's the case. Right? The Rashba says, you see from here, which is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, which we've had many times, if basically this is the case of Asmachta. I will do something. I'm so sure I'm going to do this. I'm so sure I can get that cow up by itself. I'll swear I'll be a nazir if I don't. Right? And what happened? You didn't do it. Are you a nazir? Yes. So if someone says, I pledge that bird's going to beat that bird in the race and I'll pay $1,000 if not, we say, you never meant to pay $1,000 because you were sure you were going to win. And therefore, if you pay $1,000, it's a chashash of gneva, of gazela. Right? Which is the gambling. Right? That's a problem. Here, why we say it works? So Rashba says, by mitzvahs it works. By kudgin, by mitzvah, by tzedakah. Right? You can do all that that works. Right here, you have a proof. Because we're going to hold like Rava. And even though you make this asmachta, you make an outlandish wager, basically what you're doing, and you don't come through, you can't come through, you still have to keep your pledge. What was your pledge? I'll be a nazir. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel doesn't argue on that. He doesn't argue on that point. He just says it's not what the guy meant. That's what the Rashba says. Beis Hillel doesn't argue on that point, that the wager issue. He just argued, it's not what the guy meant. The guy meant was, I'll be a nazir if it doesn't get up. I'm sorry. I'll be a nazir if it doesn't get up. And you know what? It got up. I'm not a nazir. That's all. That's all he meant to say. That's all Beis Hillel argues on. Beis Hillel doesn't argue on the underlying shita of Beis Shammai that the asmachta issue. Doesn't argue on that. He just argues on what the guy said. So what do you see from here? It says the Rashba, that if you make an asmachta on a mitzvah, it works. Right? If it's on a wreath, or dice, or cards, it doesn't work. But if it's on a mitzvah, it does work. Well, you had a question? Right. Okay, let's say. Right. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If that's true, Ihachi, Eima Seifa. What about the Seifa? Amar Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Af kisha amru beishamai, when beishamai said his din, lo amru ela ba'omer harehein alike carbon para. I'm sorry, harehein alike carbon. You really said, I'm only going to dedicate this para as a carbon. Now, the Gemara says, wait a minute. If the machlokas is about your power to get that cow up, and what did you say? You said, you're going to become a nazir from Yayin, para mika matfis bamidi? The cow has nothing to do with it. The cow was just the hechi timsi of your wager. I said, I look how strong I am. I can get you guys in all day. You couldn't do it. I'll do it. You know what? I'm so sure I'm going to do it. I'll be a nazir if I don't. What does that do with the cow? Then Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Beishamai, they only meant talking about that you're going to make mock with the cow as a carbon. What? The cow has nothing to do with this. So that can't be pshat. Now we're going to refine it. Ela kagon to Amar Harani Nazir Mibsara. Oh, here's what it is. You said you're going to become a Nazir from the cow. Im lo amda. If it doesn't get up. The amda me'eleha. And it got up by itself. You made a wager. You're so strong. And you didn't come through. So Beishamai Savri Turfe. Beishamai meant to say what the Iker issue was. Tahu Gavra, this guy, Mishum Ukma Biyadehu, because he felt he could do it himself, Viha La Ukma, and he wasn't able to do it. Therefore, he becomes a Nazir. From the cow, does that work? Bishama says it does work, because that's yesterday. Ubeisil El Savri, Beisil says, Turfe, the main point of the guy, what the guy meant to say was, Dahai Gavra, this guy, Mishum De Revia. It was just lying down. So he said, if it doesn't get up, I'll become a Nazir from its basar. And it got up. V'ha kamath, and it got up. Fine. Now what if the cow would not have gotten up? Then what would Beis Hillel say? That you're a Nazir? That can't be. Beis Hillel held, you're never a Nazir in such cases like this, because you can't be a Nazir from non-grape item. So Gemara says, Ubeis Hillel savri ilo kamath, having Nazir? And if the animal would not have gotten up, according to Beis Hillel, you're going to be a Nazir? How could you be a Nazir? According to Beis Hillel, it's not true. The Ha'amri Mibsara lo having Nazir. Beis Hillel held that if you say a Lashon of Naziris from things that are not great products, it doesn't work. Why? Because it's viewed as a Shaila Tochi de Dibra, which he allows. So how could this be? So the Gemara says, no, you know what Beis Hillel was saying? L'tamayhu de Beishamai ka'amri. He was saying it in the Shita of Beishamai. He was speaking for Beishamai. In other words, ka'amri. Lindy Don, according to me, says Beis Hillel, of course this is no good. I feel a little kamas, not me lo havi nazir. No matter what, it's not going to be good. Because I hold that when you make a statement like that, it's not as good naziris. But Beishamai, l'didchu, but according to you, da'amrisu havi nazir, that you hold, it will become a nazir. Azdu oduli mihas, at least agree with me. At least agree, even though you hold that if you make a nazir, and you say harini nazir min basar, you hold that works. But at least agree with me here; it won't work. I want to work here because it's not what the guy meant. At least agree with that. To turfe dahadein gavra, that the main idea, the main point of this guy was mishum derivia, because it was lying down. He wasn't trying to be a muscle man and try to make weight. No, nothing to do with that. He was just making a statement, that's all. So agree with me at that point. The ha kamas, and then it got up, so therefore it's not going to be a nazir. At least agree with that. And Beishamai says nothing doing. Beishamai lav turfe dahai gavro mishum ukme biyadehu. No, the main idea is that he made a wager he can get the cow up. The ha lo ukme, and he couldn't get it up. Since he couldn't get it up, he has to become a nazir. And since he said he's going to be a nazir from the basar of the cow, it goes back to Beishamai's old opinion that it's viewed as a shaila, and a shaila by kachim doesn't work, so therefore you're stuck and you're a nazir.
It's more that he just didn't get it up by itself, so the cow did get up,
but it wasn't from you. What if it wasn't?
Did you be the one to do it?
Exactly. That's what they're arguing on. What kind of machlokas is that? It's a machlokas. When a guy says that, what does he mean? Like I started off by saying, it's a very, very difficult daf. I did not have a chance to look what tomorrow is. I'm not. Rabbi Razman is giving tomorrow. He's giving the rest of the week, I think, except for Friday. I think he's away. And with Chazara and with working it out, maybe we'll be able to, we'll be zocheh to understand it. Everybody have a very good day.